Alice music, Arise Therefore. PJ Harvey wrote this week. Here's a couple of snippets. I wanted to work with Steve from the moment I heard Surfer Rosa. He was a funny man as well as being kind, intelligent, and charming. And this intensity was offset by pauses. He was driven to explore and learn from sound and space. And he was a funny man as well as being kind, intelligent, and charming, which I keep reading. I was drawn to him and his mystery, and my sadness at his death makes me realize how much I valued and loved this man. I feel lucky I've walked alongside him for a short while on this earth. That's from PJ Harvey this week. From Elvis Costello, who's produced a few albums himself, a favorite of the Blurred Crusade that plays the hour before Noise of Carpet on Wednesdays here. He's not a fan. Elvis says, "For me, the record sounds like shit." He said in 2020 of PJ Harvey's Rid of Me, "That guy doesn't know anything about production." So, as I said, he doesn't claim to be a producer, he claims to be a recorder. But let's have a listen to a song called 50 Foot Queenie by PJ Harvey and see if it sounds like shit or not. Let's listen together. CGSF.ca, 90.1 FM. Noise of Carpet. PJ Harvey. What do you think of that? Sounds okay to me. And if you've ever seen PJ, could listen to the whole thing. I think we played the song last week. Have you ever seen PJ Harvey in the 90s? That would be a fair representation of how she presented her art then. So I don't know what Elvis is saying. Maybe sometimes. As a musician or an expert, you judge things a little bit too minutely or pedantically, I guess it could be. So anyway, that sounds great to me. I don't know if it's coming across to you guys or not, but it's in the hearing, I guess. Steve, we listened to his band Big Black at the start, so three or four albums. Then closed it down. It was getting a little bit too popular, and the people, the hardcore punks that were coming to his shows, he wasn't really appreciating the violence and the energy. So shut it down. Started a band called Rape Man. Couple of albums. Got lots of abuse for the name. Rightly so, and eventually shut that down as well and started a band called Shellac, which is putting out a new album, I think, next month, and is touring. So that's sad. We also had a short-lived band called Run, N-Word Run, which got shut down really quickly as well. So really sort of stumbled into some dangerous areas here, with shocking the establishment and shocking people that he was nearby. Which he has attended to in a lot of recent posts on Twitter and interviews. So why don't we move? Why don't we move forward here? We've only got a little bit of time left. I have the air sock fell off the microwave, the microphone. Let's go to Shellac, a song called Canaveral. Canaveral, from an album called 1000 Hertz in 2000. This is Brian has lent me this album because I don't have any Shellac albums. I think I had one CD, but I don't know where it's gone. But this is his band Shellac, so let's have a listen. So this is a good 15-20 years after Big Black. So let's have a listen, and then we'll move on into some Godspeed, You Black Emperor, from Montreal, who were signed to Cranky Records and connected with Steve in 2002. So we'll have a song called from Yankee, UXO, Unexploded Ordnance. So here's Shellac, and then some Godspeed, You Black Emperor, on CGSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back. Godspeed You Black Emperor from Montreal, recorded by Steve Albini in 2002. If you've ever seen them, like guitarists, they sit in a semicircle, don't look at you. There's no lyrics, no vocals, no preening, no solos. Post-rock gods, as they say. No, they don't, and they would cringe if they heard me saying that. Godspeed You Black Emperor, massive. Some great music. Don't know if they're around anymore or not. Not sure. Recorded 2002. Let's move on. We've got about 10 minutes left. Thank you for listening. It's been my pleasure digging through the material today. I hope I presented it in a clear way. I haven't got to everything. If you like what you've heard today, I would definitely look on YouTube for some interviews with the Master of Ceremonies today, Steve Albini, and he's got a lot of good stories, and he's really concise and really clear in executing them, and very, very, very patient with people. If you watch the Nardwar interview from Austin, South by Southwest, a few years ago, maybe, he was there with Kim Deal. I think they did a Q&A. And he put up with Nardwar, and I'm saying put up with, for a good 10 or 15 minutes. And Nardwar, of course, threw the curveballs at him, and he was quite surprised at some of the stuff that Nardwar was had, some of the research he'd done, which is usual. And he was very good and very calm and very considerate to Nardwar's shtick. So have a look. So let's do some of this. Oh. It's just luck.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
So a producer that I've always found fascinating is Martin Hannett, who did Joy Division and other records in the day, but famous for coming up with the quote-unquote Joy Division sound that's on their records, maybe not live. And I was wondering what Albini thought of him. And so I did find that, and there's a question from the interviewer. Joy Division were surprised that their album sounded very little like they did live. Do you think their producer overstepped the mark? So this is a question to Martin Hannett, the producer of Unknown Pleasures and Closer. Steve answers, well, it seemed like Martin Hannett took control of the sound, in some cases acted as if you were superior to the band members. That's not my approach, but I love Unknown Pleasures and Closer, and I'm not going to argue they made a mistake. For the record, I do prefer the stuff on their bootlegs and the live records such as Warsaw, but I'm not going to question their studio records because I think they're amazing. So that's Steve Albini on Martin Hannett. So very interesting, and just a little bit of a coincidence that Joy Division let out that show promo for Todd's show, The Blurred Crusade. So what we're going to do now is we're going to get into a little bit of Warsaw from 1978. So this is dedicated to Steve. Thank you for all the good work. And thank you for being, giving us this. We've definitely explored this, and I've got the headphones on in here today. And I could definitely hear stuff I haven't heard before in some of these records. So have a listen. And he was definitely successful in recording bands as they were. But... So here's Warsaw with No Love Lost going out to Steve Albini. Oh, on 12-inch vinyl. It's released in the 90s, perhaps. Once it amalgamated. Thanks for listening. talk to you next week. Let's finish off with the last track on Surfer Rosa, Levitate Me. Let's levitate Steve to wherever he's going and wherever he wants to be. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.